Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Plus. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Allison. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Faith Roneberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Narragon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Valdivielso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Woods Hick. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Hal Woods Hick. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is hit by the pitch. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Narragon and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Throneberry chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Narragon fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Narragon. Throneberry throws the ball into Narragon, who tags Smith trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Aparicio scores. Smith moves all the way to home. It's 2-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Romanowski now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Valdivielso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Lawler moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus takes first base on ball four. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry bunts towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Allison. Fox reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to second. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Romanowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romanowski strikes out. One out. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Plus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lawler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Plus for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thronberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Thronberry reaches second base with a double. Killebrew goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 White Sox. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon is 0-for-1 in the game. Narragon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Plus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Plus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0-for-1 in the game. Valdivielso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lawler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valdivielso for the out. One out. John Romanowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romanowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Romanowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Plus hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romanowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison is called out on strikes. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Plus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Naragon and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Smith moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Faye Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Throneberry takes first base on ball 4. Hal Naragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naragon is 0 for 2 in the game. Naragon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Julio Becker pinch hits for Jose Valdivielso. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Samford now playing shortstop. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 3 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 3 in the game. Callison strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Lenny Green pinch hits for John Romanowski. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Plouze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plouze is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Plouze hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Callison. Allison reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Griggs now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Plouze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. 2 outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón is 0-for-3 in the game. Narragón hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.